The measure, introduced in 2013, changes the city's existing non-discrimination law, which says private business owners with public accommodations can dictate which restroom or shower a person should use regardless of gender identity. Jacob Nash is co-chair of the transgender equality organization Cleveland Is Ready. He says for him, the law means freedom from harassment.
Because I don't have to worry about whether somebody knows me in a place of an establishment and says, hey, I know that guy's transgender. He needs to use the women's room because he was born female. Now it won't matter. I can walk into a place, an establishment, and use the men's room.
The ordinance calls for discrimination complaints to be filed with the city's Fair Housing Court, which could issue a civil penalty. If the defendant disregards that penalty, they could be charged with a first-degree misdemeanor and receive a fine and jail time. I'm Kevin Niedermeyer, 89.7 WKSU.